Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Shane O'Collins. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third, the third baseman, Buck Weaver. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Swede Risberg. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dickie Kerr. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dickie Kerr. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Maury Rath. Batting second, the first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third, the third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Greasy Neal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dutch Ruther. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Dutch Ruther. And now, play ball. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath hits a pop-up towards short. Risberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Groh reaches second base with a double. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Groh trying to get to third. Risberg throws to Weaver, who tags Groh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Risberg. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to second. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields it and throws to third for the out. Kopp moves to second. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Kopp moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Reuther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reuther hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Dickie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 1 in the game. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 1 in the game. Daubert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groh strikes out. There goes Daubert. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roush is hit by the pitch. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Felsch. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Daubert scores. Roush goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Larry Kopff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kopff hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Raridan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Reuther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reuther is 0-for-1 in the game. Reuther hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Reuther reaches second base with a double. Neal scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-2 in the game. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Risberg. Reuther scores. Rath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. There goes Rath. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Rath steals third. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a fly ball towards left. Jackson catches it and throws to home to double up Rath. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Risberg takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Risberg moves to second. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Risberg moves to third. Schock moves to second. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball. Risberg tags and scores. It's 4-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Roush hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a fly ball towards center. Felsch settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Felsch. Duncan moves to third. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Weaver reaches second base with a double. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weaver scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felsch hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rausch. Felsch reaches second base with a double. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Reds. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-2 in the game. Gandel hits a pop-up towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Risberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felsch moves to third. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felsch scores. It's White Sox, 4, Reds, 4. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. There goes Schalk. The throw from Raridan and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Raridan hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring strikes out. Two outs. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-3 in the game. There goes Neal. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Risberg applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-3 in the game. Rath hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daubert bunts towards the mound. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. Rath moves to second. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Felsch hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 3 in the game. Gandel takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Risberg hits a fly ball towards center. Roush catches it and throws to second to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gandel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kopf hits a line drive towards the mound. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Raridan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring is 0 for 1 in the game. Ring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk strikes out. One out. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. There goes Leibold. The throw from Raridan and he is safe. Leibold steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. There goes Groh. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Reds 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weaver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rausch. Weaver reaches second base with a double. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson bunts into center field for a base hit. Weaver moves to third. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Felsch strikes out. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gandel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weaver scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a line drive towards short. Kopf catches it and throws to second to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.